Radio is one thing, though, but it's not the only thing. With the invention of the internet, smartphones and social media, the landscape of news is drastically changing. And some are worried about what the implications of that may be.
So my name's Nick Newman. I'm a digital strategist and I'm a research associate at the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism at Oxford University.
You have quite an impressive CV because I was being nosy and having a look on your website. It reads, Nick was a founding member of the BBC News website, leading international coverage as world editor. As head of product development for BBC News, he helped introduce innovations such as blogs and podcasting and on-demand video. That's quite something.
Yeah, no, well, the founding of BBC News Online was very exciting, but I did 15 years before that working in radio and television and was part of the team that helped set up the online website. My main focus was international news, which I did for a number of years, and then changed to looking at technology and working with software engineers and designers, and did that for about sort of 10 years. It's almost like two careers within the BBC.
Yeah, quite all the things. So you must be well placed to tell me, well, what news was like 10 years ago or so, before we had the invention of mobile phones and really social media.
Well, news has been right at the sort of centre of the digital storm, and things were very different 10 or 15 years ago. There were a relatively small number of gatekeepers, and most people accessed news through those gatekeepers, so newspapers and television. And what's happened with digital is there's been this explosion in media, but there's also been a convergence. So it's very hard to tell now what a newspaper is. So pretty much everything has changed, and the driver behind that has been the internet.
I wonder if we can take some of these emerging trends one by one, if you like. So obviously mobile has been a big one. How has that changed how we are accessing news and also our behaviour, I suppose, of how we look at news?
What's happened with mobile is that it's changed the time at which people access news. They can access it any time through the day. But it's also changed the formats of news. So because of the size of the screens, it's opened up different kinds of content. So content that's much more snackable, content that's much more visual works really well. It's harder to read long articles. And while people still, you know, consume on desktops, we're moving to a stage where the mobile will be the predominant way in which people consume digital news.
And the other thing I found absolutely bonkers was that, is it 28% of young people are getting their news primarily from social media? And this is the first time it's overtaken TV?
So younger people have very different ways of accessing news, and it's quite passive, really. I mean, they're looking at those social media feeds because that's where they spend most of their time talking to their friends. And news sort of is almost, they almost bump into news incidentally through that process. Or if there's something really big happening, obviously, then that becomes the center of the conversations that they're having.
I wonder, though, is that creating on the journalistic front more pressure to create these clickbait titles that evoke emotion and feeling so that you still capture that online audience and therefore, I suppose, the advertising money?
It's complex. I mean, I think that the type of content that is successful in Facebook in particular, but many social networks, is driven much more by emotion. So Facebook algorithms respond very well to content that is emotionally engaging or forces some kind of reaction in you. And so I think that is changing the nature of content itself. And as a result of that, we're seeing more content being produced like that by traditional publishers. And some people are quite concerned about this because they fear that, you know, traditional fact-based information. And during the Brexit campaign, of course, people said, well, where are the facts? You know, we want to know the facts. Rather than a lot of videos that tug at your emotions. And so big decisions are made by emotion rather than by fact. So that's currently a really big argument. Is social media changing content in a way that's unhealthy for democracy?
I've got to ask you, since we're a radio programme, where does radio fit into all of this?
I think audio is really interesting because it hasn't been as affected as print or even television. Audio is just amazing because you can do other things. You can do cooking or you can drive a car while you're listening. So it's quite a unique medium. Things like television require your full attention. Your smartphone requires your full attention. So I think audio is going to carry on being quite successful. I think what changes it is the way technology is now coming to the car. So the ability to deliver on-demand content and live internet availability into cars, which is happening in the States, but hasn't really taken off yet in the UK. I think these things are going to help to reinvent audio, help to reinvent the formats of audio. We've seen that in the States with some of these new podcasts like Serial. But in the most part, what audio is in the UK is traditional linear programs delivered on demand. And I think that's going to change. There's a whole areas of audio which just haven't adapted in the same way as videos adapted. Short form format, sharing of audio, finding audio, clipping audio. These things are pretty standard in video, but we just don't yet have the tools on the internet to enable that sort of thing to happen.
Yeah, you're very right. I very much agree. Someone needs to come up with a better podcasting platform.
Just take the radio. You know, the radio, you know, is not as powerful as your smartphone in terms of, I mean, how internet radios, for example, are really complicated in terms of finding your way around to open up the possibilities of on-demand audio. The smartphone is much, much better because those interfaces have a screen, and the radio just has not adapted in this. Even, you know, interactive televisions have adapted more than radios.
Gosh, I just can't wait for it to happen, to be honest. The day when you can sort of share a small 30-second clip on Facebook or whatever.
I think it's amazing it hasn't happened really in, you know, really effectively.
Watch this space. I think we've got a business idea here.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.